This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The world is embracing alternative and renewable energy sources. Global solar installations were up 64% in the first half of 2025. More and more of the world is running on solar power. With that growth comes new innovation, and in a new study led by a research team at Nanjing University, scientists have created a transparent solar coating that turns ordinary windows into solar panels. The researchers used a transparent, colorless, and one-directional solar concentrator that is easily and directly applied to standard window glass. It's made with a coating of cholesteric liquid crystal, a substance that has a unique ability to reflect wavelengths of light. Then the coating redirects sunlight toward photovoltaic cells on the edges of the windows. Dr. Duai Zhang, the co-author on the study, said, "By engineering the structure of cholesteric liquid crystal films, we created a system that selectively diffracts circularly polarized light, guiding it into a glass waveguide at steep angles. This allows up to 38% of incident green light energy to be collected at the edge. Some conventional scattering-based systems concentrate solar power by using large mirror surfaces to follow the daily movement of the sun. This new window coating, however, avoids the pitfalls of those systems, which include visual distortion, low efficiency, and poor scalability. It maintains the clarity of a standard window because it is not a mirrored surface. The coating still lets in 64% of visible light through the window and maintains 91% color accuracy of the light coming through a window without the coating applied. The new window coating also streamlines solar installation without the use of solar modules or panels. Experiments in the study showed that a typical 5-foot-wide window coated in the solar-capturing material could concentrate sunlight by 50 times. This, in turn, reduces the number of photovoltaic cells required by up to 75%. The result is scalable and high-performance solar cells in infrastructure that already exists. Scientists say the liquid crystal films can be scaled to rolls of window coating material, manufacturing that allows them to be retrofitted onto existing windows. They also found that the design remains stable under long-term exposure, making the new solar window coating a feasible and lasting upgrade. The League of Women Voters of Bozeman is holding candidate forums in October before civic elections in November. The public forum for Bozeman City Commission candidates is Wednesday, October 8th, 6:30 to 7:45 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library Community Room. The event is free and open to the public, and citizens are invited to come to the forum to hear from candidates themselves and meet the candidates running for Bozeman City Commission. The League of Women Voters Forum for Bozeman City Mayoral Candidates and the Ward Ballot Initiative is Thursday, October 9th, from 6:30 to 7:45 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library Community Room. The event is free and open to the public, and citizens are invited to come to the Mayoral Candidate Forum to hear from the candidates running for Bozeman City Mayor and to learn about the Bozeman Water Adequacy Ballot Initiative, also known as the Ward Initiative. These forums are offered in partnership with the Bozeman League of Women Voters and the American Association of University Women. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan grassroots organization working to protect and expand voting rights and ensure that everyone is represented in our democracy. That's the Bozeman City Commission Candidate Forum, Wednesday, October 8th, 6:30 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library Community Room, and the Bozeman City Mayoral Candidates and the Ward Ballot Initiative Forum on Thursday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library Community Room. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.